C1B3.
Number 6B.
Therefore, one can somehow feel the message just by seeing on which synonymous term she puts the accent. Within that block of life, truth, and love, and on the other side, we know that the nature of God, mind, spirit, soul, is of great importance, and there too one sees something interesting, namely, while in the whole the Christian Science textbook uses mind mostly and spirit not so very often, here in the platform, spirit is the dominant synonymous term. Spirit is used 29 times, whereas mind only 21, soul 6 times, principle only 7 times. So you see, she wants to bring out the nature of her presentation of the platform as spirit. Therefore, what do we get? You see, we get the accent on spirit as the nature of God, not as the mind of God, as the spirit, because it's a universe of spirit and spiritual fact. And the essence of God is brought out through life. Therefore, that combination of life in and of spirit is really that main tone that flows right through the platform. And it's naturally that point at which Mrs. Eddy discovered Christian Science. She says she discovered it at the point of life in and of spirit. And therefore, in her first edition of Science and Health, really the science of being was the first chapter. That's where she discovered it, life in and of spirit. So in this way we can see what the chapter has as an overall tone. Also, if we take the other category that Mrs. Eddy uses, namely the categories of science, we see that in the textbook as a whole, she will use Christian Science mostly, whereas divine science she uses not really very often. But here in the platform, it's the other way around. Here in the platform, she speaks only about divine science in the first 24 points. Therefore, in the Word and in the Christ and in Christianity, she only uses the term divine science and never Christian science. And only when she comes to the last 8 points, where she has to show that divine science has to be our science and therefore has to bring out divine science in the human consciousness, that only then she uses the term Christian science. Again, giving us, so to say, a terrific place value of the chapter. No, not of the chapter, of the platform. That she would show, I present to you really divine science, not Christian science. I present to you now the teaching of divine science, a platform of divine science, just as the whole textbook is a platform for Christian science. And perhaps recapitulation, a platform for absolute Christian science. So here, the platform gives us the science of divine science and shows it at the point of her discovery that life is in and of spirit, that life has never had anything to do with matter, never was in matter, never created matter, never is in matter, never can be confined in matter, that being is spiritual, and that's the science of being. Yes, now, if you turn to page 11 of the epitomes, we want to take that page 11 and just recap together that whole platform. I don't know if you know how to read a chart, or actually it is a matrix. A matrix is a method of representing in an overall view, reduced to perhaps just one chart or one page, the whole subject. You can see that you have that first column on the left-hand side, which indicates really the reflected sense of Word, Christ, Christianity, and science. But then comes really the matrix values, namely that's what you have under the bold letter, Word, the, you say, bold letter, bold type word, which are points 1 to 8, Christ, point 9 to 16, Christianity, point 17 to 24, science, point 25 to 32. Therefore, one reads such a chart vertically. Here, you start with the word and read down vertically from point 1 to 8. Then you go to the next vertical, the Christ, and read it down, then to the next vertical, and then to the last vertical. They are intersected horizontally with the reflection. So on the left-hand side, you also have again the word, the Christ, Christianity, and science. We didn't put them into bold type, so as to bring out they are of secondary importance. They are being the reflection of the main tone. Can you see that? So that if you start out with points 1 and 2, you have, when you read vertically, you have word as word. You have the intersection of two categories, the word as word. Can you follow me that way? And the place value that Mrs. Eddy brings out there is the epitome that I tried to give for the word as word, God declared through the revelation of mind. I just go first technically through the chart, so if you can follow me. So if we go further down, we still have the bold type category word, but now reflecting horizontally the Christ, and the place value or the point of intersection is point 3 and 4. God expresses himself as an unlimited creation of God of good only. Can you see that? And then you would go further down to the word as Christianity. God is all in all, and the word to science, God's inner unity. And so you can read those, that platform with me. Yes. Now, you can see that those bold type are really the dominant tone. That's why I printed it in bold type, the verticals. Whereas the horizontals, word, Christ, Christianity, and science, naturally they are also put underneath, but they give the place value when you read horizontally. They give you a secondary import. So the word here horizontally is something else, you see, than the word vertically, the bold type word. The bold type word is the deific creator, but horizontally the word is the revelation of divine nature. You see that? So that if you take these two categories and blend them, you arrive at the point of intersection which leads that God declares, through the revelations of mind. That would be the outcome of those two categories. So if we take the horizontals, you see, they really give you also a line of reasoning. You have first the horizontals, you have first the word, you have a revelation of the divine nature. That's the very first thing that takes place, that something reveals itself to you. Then comes the Christ and says, and I'm going to manifest it. That's the divine manifestation you have here, the Christ horizontally. It begins to manifest itself, and it manifests itself as an outcome. Christianity as what? As a universal sense, the whole universe, the all-in-all sense. And then all that must be seen not as a process flowing from word to Christ and Christianity and ending there, but seeing those three as one, so to say, a feedback you have here, back to the word, that science says, and that is all one being, the oneness of being. Yeah? So you see, therefore, that the horizontal denomination of the four are different than the vertical caption of the four. You see that too. If you have that, and that is actually easy to remember. If you know the four, you can more or less establish that yourself. You can say to yourself, what is the word Christ, Christianity, and science from a divine standpoint? See, that category is the divine science. That's what you have on the upper left corner. On the top of the slanted line, you have divine science. So if we know word Christ, Christianity, and science from our level book and know what they mean in divine science, we can construct that for ourselves and arrive at those four captions. Word as the deific creator, Master, Christ in divine sciences, the divine idea, Christianity in divine science is the infinitely spiritualized or individualized spiritual reflection, and science in divine science is always scientific being. If we know, on the other side, what is the word Christ, Christianity, and science on the level of absolute Christian science, and that we should know from the level book too, you get a sense of manifestation. You see, in absolute Christian science, you always have the question of how the principle expresses itself toward an idea. So you have the word is expressing what? It reveals itself to something, somebody. You have the Christ manifesting itself to. You have Christianity as the universality of all things. And in science, you have the scientific being of all things, the science, the oneness of being in all things. And if you have that and you can construct that, if you know the categories, you can then put all those boxes in. You can fill the boxes just by combining those categories. Therefore, if one knows the system, you get independent of the text and you can go on an island like Robinson Crusoe and have nothing with you but your own skin, and you can have the whole platform right at your fingertip. You can flow through those 32 statements without any difficulty. All what you have to know, it's those few categories. What is the word? What is the Christ? What is Christianity? What is science? What are they? If you look at them from two different categories, divine science and absolute science, you only have to know six things, actually, only two things, and you can build up the whole platform. If you can't do it, it doesn't matter. But the point that I want to bring out is that if you culture yourself in the categories of divine metaphysics, instead of reading off your head for hours and hours, 40 years and 50 years, instead of doing that, to start thinking in scientific categories, then you reduce the whole textbook to a few categories and you have it in your fingertips. You can reconstruct, so to say, the main line of the textbook just by knowing the categories. So let us quickly run through those 16 boxes. We take just a piss of it, so we don't distinguish anymore now the 2 points, but the rough thing, and you begin to see how easy, really, the thought flows. So we know that we start out with the Word of God. I mean, every little child can learn that quickly, that those four, what those four are, that they are in an order. That the Christ is not the first, and then comes science, and then comes the Word, and then comes Christianity. It's, I think this is something you can learn in 2 minutes. That the Word is the first, the Word has a Christ, and that the Christ is, has an outcome, and that outcome is Christianity, and that that whole thing is just one being, and not many processes, just one thing, science. So that should be easy. So if we flow now through it, we can see, we start out and say now, what is the science of being? What is really being, if I want to see it in its structure instead of just having a mystical sense of the oneness of being? If I want to have a science of being and not an amorphous, undifferentiated sense of the oneness of being, then how should my consciousness flow? And it says, I start with the Word of God. And the Word of God is that deific creator who says what? As the first reflection of the Word, it says, I'm going to declare myself through myself as a revelation through the one mind. I'm going to do it. I'm constantly at the point of revealing myself through the divine mind. What is God going to reveal about himself? He's going to reveal about himself the Christ manifestation, namely that he reveals that he himself expresses only good and never evil. That evil is just not there. It's obsolete. Only in good. What does he bring out? What is the Word as Christianity? And says, well, that God is not only the all, but he's the all in all. He's the all in everything. He's the all of everything. He's the all of creation. Therefore, God includes the whole of creation. And if it includes the whole of creation, you come at once to the oneness of being, to science, where begin to see that that one God has an inner unity of relationship, where it shows that God is Father, God is Father, Son, and Mother in one, and that that oneness includes the relationship of God and man. We are of his offspring. We never left the parent mind, and you have a oneness. Then thought goes to the second column and says, all right, now this Word has a Christ, has a real Christ. That Word has a purpose, has set the goal. That's the idea. That's the Christ idea. Has set the goal. What is that goal that it has set? The goal that it has set is that God says, I want to express myself. I'm going to manifest myself. I want to express myself. I'm not going to hide myself somewhere in a corner and up on cloud nine. I'm going to express myself. So the very first thing, therefore, we have as the word is that we see that Christ is actually that which is the true idea, the divine idea, leading into all truth. That's the purpose of the Christ, that it wants to bring out all truth. How does he do that? And you come to Christ as the Christ, which says, and he does it by bringing out its own nature, its own self-same nature, the God-like. That's what he wants to bring out, so that it never loses its nature. And if he wants to bring out the God-like, you ask yourself, where? You always come to Christianity, to the realm, to the universality, and says, I want to bring it out through all time and throughout all space. And so the Christ has come for Abraham was I am. He came to Abraham, Jacob, Moses, the prophet, to Jesus, to Mrs. Eddy, to everybody who is ready to receive it. It's universal. And you ask yourself, but from the point of view of isness, where did that happen? Did it happen through the ages? And so you have to put it right back into the sense of the oneness of being, of beingness, says, no, there is actually only one Christ at work, and that is eternal. And that eternal Christ you may not have known, he may have been dead, but he is always alive the moment you understand him. And that Christ is eternally at work in the order of science, of divine science. So you have a terrific sense of the everlastingness of that Christ. And so your thought flows further to Christianity and says, now, what is really the big outcome of that Christ idea work throughout all eternity? And you say to yourself, well, and you come to the third column, which says Christianity is always at the point of infinitely individualized spiritual reflection. Christianity is a realm of ideas, infinitely individualized. It's not a realm of matter and universe, people and so on. So as the word, we begin to see, but who has created that universe? Oh, naturally God, the word. So spirit creates infinitely individualized spiritual substantial things. But when they are created, they are not just dead and immovable. There is a constant dynamics of the Christ going on in that universe of ideas. And so you have Christianity as the Christ, the spirit evolves, always immortal spiritual reality. Evolves. Like a kaleidoscope, always something new is coming. Until finally you arrive at the universality of this universe. The spiritual universe, including man, is just one big reflection of God, from the infinitesimal to the infinite. One big reflection of God. And that reflection, naturally, is in the science, again, in the oneness of being. It's not just all kind of isolated part. Here she shows that the part is never a part, that it's everything what seems to be a part reflects the whole, and that therefore always the whole is, so to say, in part. Being here is indivisible and inseparable, so that every part reflects the whole. And if we go further to the line of science, we have seen today that the scientific being is something that we can get hold of through scientific understanding. How? As the word says, you start out by harmonizing with the principle, and in the proportion that you harmonize with the principle, you will find it. As the Christ, it says that as you understand the true idea, then the true idea of man and God will come to light, will come forth. It comes forth what? It comes forth that you have never been separate from God, that you have always been one, that you have never been an Adam, never an obstruct, always coexisting with God. And therefore, coexisting with God, what do? You are actually coexisting with God, with an understanding of God, and with an understanding that actually that which was called evil is not exist, the unreality of evil. And that's the platform. Now, if we consider that we have seen the textbook as a matrix, the whole textbook as a matrix, you remember that we had the matrix in a 4x4 layout, whereby in a matrix the index I was giving us the place value of absolute Christian Science, whereas the index J, as you remember, has given us the index of Christian Science, so that the whole textbook as a 4x4 exposition has given us the interplay of absolute Christian Science with Christian Science. Now, we know that those four operate also on the level of divine science, and therefore we should have a representation of the three levels of divine science, absolute Christian science, and Christian science as operating through the four sides of the Holy City. But the three-dimensional matrix is not possible. One hasn't found out how to do that. So one must have a little trick in order to combine them. Now, the platform gives us the other matrix, namely the matrix of interplay of divine science with absolute Christian science, where the indices are exchanged. In the platform, the index I is divine science. The index J is absolute Christian science. So that if we have both matrices and put them together on top of each other, we really can see that the platform is giving us divine science interplayed with absolute Christian science, and the textbook gives us that very same thing of absolute Christian science interplaying with Christian science, and therefore both together on top of each other form that three-dimensional matrix. Now the point is that when we were doing the matrix of the textbook and we were defining our indices in absolute Christian science, we didn't at that time know the platform. And lo and behold, when we did the platform, what did we find out? That the index of absolute Christian science in the textbook is the same as the index J of absolute Christian science in the platform. Did I put that right? So that we have one common denominator of the two matrices, you see, which would show that actually what we have seen is very correct. Say that index of absolute Christian science in the textbook is practically worded the same as what you have here as the index J in the platform. Namely, we had in science and health, we had as the word, we had the revelation of God's nature. Here we have revelation of divine nature, which means practically the same. We had in the textbook as the Christ, in absolute Christian science, the translation of God to idea. Here we have divine manifestation, which is the same thing. We had in the textbook as Christianity, in absolute Christian science, the realm of ideas. Here we have universality of ideas, practically the same. And in the textbook, we had under science, principle and idea is one, and here we have oneness of being. So you can see through the honest text interpretation, we have suddenly seen that we have two matrices that link together and therefore give all three dimensions, if you understand it right. Those who have done the textbook matrix know what I have been talking. And it shows that we really have here a terrific presentation of the science of being. And you just wonder, why on earth don't we demonstrate it and experience it? And actually the answer why is given in the next chapter. Why? Because we have objections against it. And so these objections has to be answered so that the platform can be demonstrated. That we'll see tomorrow. Good.